Brilliance Audio presents
All I Need Is You by Joanna Lindsay. For AJ, his father's pride, his mother's joy, and his grandparents' delight. Welcome to the family, kiddo. All I Need Is You. 1. Texas, 1892.
I don't give a damn if you are part owner of that ranch. You're not gonna run it.
That's not fair, and you know it. You'd let Tyler run it if he was here.
Tyler's a full-grown man now. You're just 17, Casey.
I don't believe you said that. He's full-grown at 1 year older than me when women my age have husbands and 3 kids already. But that's not grown-up enough for you. Or is it just because I'm a woman? And if you say it is, I swear I'll never speak to you again.
A welcoming thought at the moment.
Neither of them meant it, but you couldn't tell that by looking at them. Courtney Stratton watched her husband and only daughter glaring at each other and sighed long and loud, hoping to get their attention. It didn't work. The argument had escalated from heated words to shouting, and when Chandos and Casey argued, subtlety didn't work. She doubted they even recalled that she was there. This was an old argument. However, it had never been this heated before. Ever since Fletcher Stratton had died last year, the ultimate fate of the Bar M Ranch was in question. The ranch would have belonged to Chandos, but Fletcher, knowing his son, had put a provision in his will that if Chandos refused the inheritance, the ranch would then go in equal shares to his 3 grandchildren, which was exactly what had happened. Chandos didn't need the ranch. He had done well for himself. The incentive had been there to prove to